Okay, hello.
My name is Joyce Henderson. I am 31 years old and I was born in Paisley, which is about, 5 miles out of Glasgow towards the west coast. And I was brought up in Ayrshire. I left home about 12 years ago, but I've got that little accent still there. My accent is different from a Glasgow accent. There's a few words different. I'll tell you one thing that was always interesting at school was getting into trouble for the way you speak, for being told not to say stain instead of stone. We're always taught we should say stone, but actually that's what they say, you say stain, you know, like the, which also comes from the kind of Norse element of the language. Yeah, so it was very annoying getting into trouble at school for not speaking properly, but the whole town didn't speak properly in that case. What else is there? When we come down to, I live in London now, and when I'm in London, we get slagged off for saying things like world, for world, girl, squirrel, tortoise, film. Going to the films, going to see a film is a film where I come from. What else? We talk about the Wains, children are the Wains, and people just like to think it's a bit cute to say Wains instead of children, or film instead of film, or squirrel instead of squirrel, or whatever, you know. So these are things that people pick up on in London. What else? Oh, another little coy word is if you're going to the shops to do your shopping, we say you're going down the town to do your messages. And that's another one that people laugh at in London, but they're all still there in my vocabulary. Now, the Ayrshire accent or dialect is different from Glasgow, and that again is different from Edinburgh. To me, Edinburgh is polite Scots, being from the west coast. In Edinburgh, everything's quite clipped and short, and they sound their T's and dot their I's. We kind of, in mainstream Edinburgh, in the kind of, and what you would recognise, not from down the estates, from down the estates, like you'll see things like, can I chum you up the street? Aye. Or if you're called Hans, so the vowels become a bit longer. But in if you were just to meet people from Edinburgh, the chances are it's a bit more clipped and precise, like Muriel Spark, Jean Brodie kind of stuff. It's a bit more precise. But when I first heard somebody swear from Edinburgh, they said, "Oh, you fucking bastard." And so it felt to me like it had absolutely no feeling about it, because you meet somebody in Glasgow, "Fucking bastard, out my sight," and it's like much more guttural and much more earthy. And we say in Glasgow that people from Edinburgh, they have it as Queen Anne fronts and Maggie Anne backs. And that's what they're like as people, and that's what they're like in their architecture. And the front of the streets is lovely, but behind it's like a Glasgow tenement. Whereas in Glasgow, you get what you see. So that's so, and it's, you see that in the people as well as the architecture. That's from my point of view. In Ayrshire, it's different again. I mean, we have a lot more words that are not used in Glasgow. The main word is ken. Do you ken someone, or do you know someone? In Glasgow, they use know all the time. Know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? All the time, they would never say ken. Whereas in Ayrshire, you would say ken what I mean? Ken what I'm saying to you? Do you ken them? Do I ken you? So, but that's a common mistake that people make. Mm-hmm. That they think, oh, Scottish word, right? Ken for no. But they don't say it in Glasgow. I think they might in Edinburgh. They do a bit, but definitely not in Glasgow. The only things I've got a few Burns things I can reel off to you. Hope that I remember. Little bits of Tam O'Shanter. I've got a verse from the beginning in the middle, which goes something like this. When Chapman Billies lee the street, and Ruthie neighbours meet, as market days are wearing late, and folk begin to tack the gate, we think, nah, in the long Scots miles, the mosses, waters, slaps and stiles, which lie atween us and our hame, where sits our sulky, sullen dame, gathering her brews like gathering storm, nursing her wrath to keep it warm. This truth, fun, honest Tam O'Shanter, as he free air one night did canter. Aye, all dear, wham near a tune surpasses for honest men and bonny lasses. And later on, there's a little bit of poetry in the middle of it, which goes, but pleasures are like poppies spread. You seize the flower, its bloom is shed. Are like the snow falls on the river, a moment white and melts forever. Are like the borealis race that flits ere you can point the place. And like the rainbow's lovely form, evanishing amid the storm. Nay man can tether time nor tide. The hour approaches, Tam Munride.